Last year, Gilroy High Principal Wendy Godalowitz was named the region's Principal of the Year. A hand-lettered paper banner congratulating her for the honor still hangs in the school's lobby. But now she's packing her things in boxes and moving out of her office.
I never thought it would end up like this. I really didn't.
Godalowitz's sudden departure, along with Assistant Principal Rosa Nieto, stems from a recent decision by the Gilroy Unified School District to start what Assistant Superintendent for Educational Services Jackie Horsch calls a limited experiment.
The aim and the purpose of the program pilot is to take a look and see how can we best meet the needs of our high-achieving students.
Horsch says the pilot may or may not be developed into a full-fledged honors program for 9th and 10th graders, and she expressed surprise and disappointment at the resignations. But Godalowitz says the term pilot is simply a ploy to get the honors program in place. She accuses the district of caving in to the wishes of the parents of a small minority of mostly white students. She and Nieto say they are worried such a program will create segregation on the Gilroy High campus, the reason the honors programs were dropped 10 years ago.
We're going to hurt a lot of kids because we need to create a special program for 40 or 60. Not the kids. I think more their parents want it than the kids themselves.
But the parents group, which calls itself the Alliance for Academic Excellence, says it's been working on the issue for years. Spokeswoman Jackie Stevens says the group takes no position on the resignations because it wants to keep the focus on the issues, not personalities. She says the group brought the issue forward because it was alarmed at what she calls a huge number of high-achieving kids leaving the public school system after eighth grade. Stevens also says her group's position has been misrepresented in the controversy as elitist. That's because the pilot program is limited primarily to students who have already been identified in middle school as eligible for accelerated courses.
We didn't ask for limits to be put on it. That's coming from the district. They came up with the number of 60. You know, we would have preferred that they had offered it to all students who were interested and then built the classes around that.
The controversy in Gilroy is just the most dramatic example of an issue that is simmering in numerous school districts around the state, a clash between offering accelerated classes to high achievers and offering equal access to all students. 2 years ago, Mountain View High School dropped its entry requirements for its honors and advanced placement classes. Principal Patricia Hyland declares opening classes to all students an unqualified success, but she says the decision attracted plenty of criticism.
I can think of one particularly troubling meeting with some parents that came to me after our decision to open access, and the parents scheduled an appointment with me and used terms like, "I can't believe you're going to allow those kids," and that's a direct quote, "in the same classroom with my son."
Other educators agree that honors programs remain a hot-button issue at many schools. Supporters of such programs say studies show high-achieving kids do better in accelerated classes. But opponents counter that other research shows separate classes hurt average and disadvantaged students. I'm Peter John Schuler, KQED Radio News.